Blog Talk Radio.
UGS Radio is not intended for anyone under the age of 18 years old. We reserve the right to say whatever the fuck we want to say because we believe in free speech. And if you do not believe in free speech...
Get the fuck out of here, you stupid cocksucker!
We kill the men, we kill the women, we kill the children, we kill the babies, we kill the blind, we kill the crippled, we kill the crazy, we kill the faggots, we kill the lesbians. I said, God damn it, we kill them all!
One night, a drawing set me on fire. That wicked fantasy was to see a child burned to death. And after that, I was just left in a garbage can to die.
Try taking some of these dangerous chemicals out of the food and environment and see if there's a turnaround. At least do something instead of ignoring it and increasing the danger to us.
I was a school teacher in my parish school, and I caught a priest molesting a child. They were going to allow this man to remain near the children, and sadly, he's still in a parish today.
There is absolutely no sexual overtone within this procedure, according to the traditional rabbis that perform it. Absolutely.
Sexual or not, you still had a baby's penis in your mouth. That's just...
Okay, have a pleasant day.
Welcome to the Church of Reality.
Episode 170, Church of Reality. This is Sunday night right here. UGSforLife.com. UGS Radio. Excuse me. Man, what's up? We got the homie Pittsburgh Pat on the phone, man. How you doing, Pittsburgh?
Great.
I love doing these shows the most, man, because we get to expose... You know what I'm saying? Pedophiles and sick motherfuckers who prey upon children.
Yeah,
but we're not just talking about pedophiles here. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about the chemicals and the food, the air, the water supplies. You know what I'm saying? The entertainment industry promoting the death culture to the youth. You know, of course, the sex traffickers, the child slave laborers. I mean, this is a fucked up world where children seem to be the target of everything. But before we get into all that, I got to address something on this show, like we did on the Murder Master Music Show and now Mac J did on the Ground Saturday night. I'm going to bring on our co-host, Elaine, the lovely Miss Elaine Riddick. How are you doing, Elaine, tonight?
Oh, I'm fine. And everybody?
Oh,
good.
Doing great.
We're going
to have a wonderful show tonight exposing these monsters. But I need to address something real quick. If anybody reaches out to you, you know, if you're a guest or whatever, you've been a guest on a show and they say, hey, we're cool with the Murder Master Music Show. We want to get you on our show. If it ain't UGS for life, it ain't us. You know what I'm saying? And we don't name drop, and we don't recommend anybody do that for us either. So if it ain't UGSforLife.com, it ain't us. You know what I'm saying? There's only one Murder Master Music, so one UGSforLife.com. Don't let nobody else fool you. You know what I'm saying? Because that ain't cool, man, because you get somebody on your show, you don't have a good show, then they're not going to only not fuck with you in the future, they're not going to fuck with us. All because you decide to name drop. Don't do that shit. You know what I'm saying? We got serious business to take care of, especially tonight. I'm going to talk about this first thing. Let me bring out a caller. I think we got the homie Poppy. It's just him. Is he Poppy?
Chase.
Hey, how you doing, brother? Yeah, we got a hell of a show tonight. You know what I'm saying? Basically, fight for the youth. Not only are we going after these sex traffickers and these pedophiles, but also these people putting chemicals in the food, air, and water to really get into the child's system to corrupt them at such a young age, you know what I'm saying, as babies.
Yeah.
Then, as they get older, you know what I'm saying, the entertainment industry is promoting this death and drug culture to them that's also, you know what I'm saying, affecting them greatly. You know what I'm saying? But then on top of that, you got these sick motherfuckers. We all heard about the Super Bowl sex trafficking sting that went down last month. it turns out now that they arrested over 700 sex buyers and 20 traffickers. This is an incredibly disgusting and huge trend that's sweeping across this country and globally. How the hell do we stop it, guys? What do we do to stop it, especially when so little is being done? Do you have any suggestions?
Well, what I'm seeing now is Session, one of Trump's people. I believe that they are already in on it. You know, they have busted 474 people in Hollywood. They busted, how many was it? I think it was, I have it right here. They busted 70 arrests in Washington, D.C. this week, 30 of them politicians. I mean, the home security people, these people are on the ball, man. They ain't playing no more. You know, they are not playing. You know, so they're going to bring a lot of these people in.
Go ahead.
I'm concerned about they arrest people, but my problem is like, these people come right back home, man. You know what I mean? Like,
it's like a slap on the wrist usually.
Yeah, man. I mean, like, everybody knows I did a lot of time, man. I got a total of, like, 13 and a half years in, but I just did, 8 years in the penitentiary. And so those dudes, like, they get slapped on the wrist, man. Like, I mean, there was somebody up there. I mean, there's a couple people, but there's somebody that lived a couple cells down from me. It was his fourth conviction of that stuff, and all he had was a 2-4.
Wow.
Like, you know, I'm not even saying I got a
small charge
of
robbery or
got to be a better one than that.
Dope, you get hit with a 10-piece right off the top. It's crazy. It's fucking crazy. Same thing with this goofball Bambada, or as I call him, Africa Bam Butthole. This motherfucker, let me explain to you what's going on with this. This guy has had multiple people, not just Poppy and Ron Savage. You know, they were the first, as far as I know. But multiple people have come forward and said, okay, this guy did this, and that. There ain't even an investigation to see if kids are possibly in danger now, which you know they are. You know what I'm saying? There's no investigation at all. And meanwhile, we just broke news, thanks to Homie Poppy. He sent us a tape. I'm going to play it for you in a minute, a clip of it, but where African Man Body himself at the end compares himself to these pedophile priests in fucking the Vatican, or compares himself to Bill Clinton, Bill Cosby, and other people. And it's been out there. No one's doing shit. We got a caller, area code 330. Let's bring this person in. 330, who is this? And welcome to the Church of Reality.
This is James Clifford. Sister Elaine invited me to join you all. You all talking about pedophilia, correct?
Yeah, we're getting ready to, exactly, man. We're getting ready to play a clip where Africa Bambaataa actually compares himself to Bill Clinton. You know, I'm going to let it speaks for itself. But, in the long run, this guy was accused of these horrific things, and there's nothing that has happened to him other than a couple news stories break here and there. No one's ever – he hasn't had any consequences. No one's ever arrested him, did any kind of investigation, nothing. But this is the conference, the Zulu Nation conference call. It's just a little bit. Listen to how arrogant this motherfucker is, basically saying, I got away with it. Check this out.
You can look at all the other leaders around the world and all the different situations on shams. I don't care from the Pope down. Ain't nobody left shit. Ain't nobody left the United States government because of Clinton and whatever shit he wants to. Ain't nobody left because Michael Jackson, Bill Cosby, or Honorable Elijah Muhammad, all these other people, and none of their governments left them because of BS. Stand firm, organize, be spiritual, And I'm so tired of hearing people, it's the Zulu Nation. You get TV and all these so much. He turned it to religion. Whoever thinks the Zulu Nation is not religious, you're so stupid ass, because if you look at your banner, it has the Quran, it has the Bible, it has the book coming forth by day, that we respect all religions. We religious and non-religious. That means none of y'all don't even know the banner. You better know your banner before you sit down on the Zulu Nation running any part of the world. We're not changing no goddamn banner. There's nothing wrong with the structure of the Zulu Nation through the Infinity Lesson. And Queen Sapphire, that's my sister. She's a secretary, and she got law. She's a clerk of law that she has to file your books, and she can put whatever, and she puts the seals on it, her and Shock MLK. Yes, Ahmed and some of them have messed up. At Chatterwood, they have made it where you couldn't speak to Bam or speak to Cassius or speak to Yoda or speak to other people. Yes, we need other new leadership to make things happen. I love the thing of the resume. I see the beautifulness and some of the people that already gave their resume and thank God for some of y'all. We want to see this work. I got too much other work that I'm trying to do to get buildings and stuff for poor people and stuff in Brazil and other places. I thank all the thousands of people who sent me emails of love. I thank all the spiritual leaders who have sent me emails of love. It's just that the Zulus, the flip-floppers in New York is not the power of the Zulu Nation. You need to really stop listening to all that. There's certain parts of who people respected, like the college and all them. Those people who never flip-flopped, they stood there, and they never ran. International, you're strong, but you need to get yourself organized in your respective territory.
Now, what this guy basically just said, you heard what he named off. He named the Pope fucking disgusting. Got away with all the shit he got away with. You know what I'm saying? They just replaced him and put another Pope, but he's probably still in power. Okay, he named Bill Clinton. They supposedly impeached him, but they didn't remove him from office. Nothing ever happened to him. They named Michael Jackson. He got away with all kinds of shit. A kid identified a marking on his penis. Okay, all they had to do in the courtroom was say, pull your pants down and whip it out, Mike, and he would have went to jail. But no, this motherfucker got away with it. Okay, he also compared himself to Bill Cosby. All right. Now, what do all these people have in common? None of them are in trouble for the crimes that they're accused of. None of them. Why is that? Hobby, why is this guy still walking around as a free man?
Oh, man. Honestly speaking, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, brother.
Hello? Yeah. Honestly speaking, for one, it seems like the powers to be that deals with the industry and the government don't want them. They're not even trying to even figure out what's going on with them. For two, it's because, like he said, which sounds disgusting, he has thousands of people reaching out to him, still pledging their allegiance, and he has an army behind him. So, you know, he uses his strength to keep him in the position that he's in life, and he's been doing it for over 40 years. You have to understand something. You know, when you think of some of the most gangster street dudes from different parts of the world, he got it all with him. So it's not easy to just maneuver with a dude like Bam. The reason why I was able to deal with Bam the way I was because I have soldiers too. I was one of his main soldiers. So it wasn't easy, and it's not just me being a soldier. We was, you know, the Zulu Nation in New York, we were a family. The majority of us came from the same area. So for me to come out the way that I did, it was like, it's like basically coming from home. Everybody had to go over the shock of me coming out the way that I did. It was a shock to them.
And they, you know, a lot of people, they didn't want to believe it. Like he said, that he's getting all this support and stuff and all this stuff from these different people. Do a lot of these people that support him, are they also, do you think a lot of, you know, some of them might be guilty themselves of different crimes against children?
I'm going to tell you like this, right? One of the main dudes that he dealt with that was on the phone barking on Ron Savage, I don't know if y'all had that interview, but I'll get it to you, and he was basically telling Ron Savage that you like it. I've had people call me on the phone, and this is supposed to be Ice-T's manager. I've had people call me on the phone and basically tell me that he raped them. Not only did he rape them as a kid, but his father also did too. And, you know, I've heard rumors of him having children with his children. I'll say allegedly because I cannot prove that, but I've heard some stories. And honestly speaking, you have to understand, son. Mickey Venter,
okay.
Ice-T's manager.
Okay. Okay, gotcha. Gotcha.
You know, so, you know, more or less, I've gotten phone calls basically with people saying that he's raped them.
Hmm.
And I've had a baby mother of his who's she's a close friend of mine that said that when she got pregnant, him and his wife date raped her. She was drinking with them. The next thing you know, they pulled the Bill Cosby. She woke up. She said she thought it was a dream, and she wasn't having sex with anybody. The next thing you know, she was pregnant. So she put two and two together. She got pregnant by him. He date raped her, him and his wife. And she's, as a matter of fact,
wow.
My sister's on my Facebook page.
My goodness.
Yeah,
can I have a word?
It's serious.
Stand by her, or this is Ice-T's manager?
That's Ice-T's manager. But you know who we left out too? And it really didn't dawn on me the first time I heard the interview, but just listening to it again, he also compared himself to who? Elijah Muhammad, which is deep.
He compared himself to
Elijah Muhammad, and Elijah Muhammad and Malcolm X had a fallout over what?
Exactly. Gentlemen, you guys remember Michael Jackson's Dangerous album cover? On that Dangerous cover, he exposed Pizzagate in the Gay Manifesto. He was doing that stuff. He did it, just like Bill Clinton. But he was under that Monarch Ultra MK mind control. You remember his Michael cover, he had that Monarch on his shoulder, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Total Recall. On that Dangerous cover, he's got the Baphomet on there. He's got P.T. Barnum on there, P.T. Barnum and Bailey. It's going to say Adam Wise fat, you know, the Barbarian, Illuminati. But that's P.T. Barnum. His dwarf boy toy name was Commodore Nut. Commodore Nut. He's got a Nubian on there that's butt naked clasping a dinosaur skull. Let you know they've been here for a long, long time doing what they do. And when Putin actually accused American politicians of being pedophiles, they call him the Kremlin pedophile. They rule the world. They ruled the world. That's one of the reasons why Michael Jackson was dead. And he was doing some of that stuff, too. Ain't no doubt about it. But his father actually, you know, turned the whole family over to the Illuminati. And Mike was the favorite.
They don't hide it. They don't hide the fact, you know, they put this shit in cartoons. I mean, they target the kids at the youth. But I want to go back to, before we leave the subject of this Bambaataa, what has been, you know what I'm saying, what has been the biggest problem for you that's transpired since you came forward with all this information, Poppy? How's it affected you in your day-to-day life?
Well, I mean, honestly speaking, at this point, I feel like it made me unbreakable. It made me stronger than I've ever been. But I went through, like, believe me when I tell you, some mental wear and tear, because you have to look at the fact that, like, for example, with some of my daughters going on the internet and seeing these things, like dealing with the mental issues with them, just knowing that their father been through what I've been through, I can see the stress in their face. Me dealing with, let's say, like I said, Zulu Nation was very, very big, and not just Zulu Nation. You have Bronx River too, which is still Zulu. Even the ones that's not Zulu, they like Zulu, they family. So a lot of people, I broke ties with behind this whole situation because damn near everybody's been molested by Ben. And some people, you know, reach maturity and still continue on doing what they was doing with them. So you may hear one of them sit up there and say in the background, they'll never say it to me, but they'll say, you know, well, why would you come forward now? Some people feel like, oh, well, you messing up Bronx River's reputation, because all of the elders, including the center where the jams was being thrown at, everybody knew. Nobody, you know, nobody said anything. So now you hear a little gossip, or you see the funniness, because people feel like the reputation of hip hop, wrong swimming was hip hop is being torn. For the most part, people that I loved and cared about my whole life, we're not cool anymore. They may act like everything is all good, but it's not.
Wow.
And people that I grew up in the sandbox, we're now enemies because of this, because they're moving with Ben.
One thing I want to say, this problem is huge, you know what I'm saying? And, Poppy and Ron Savage, I get it. It had to have been extra hard, man, you know what I'm saying, because of the respect that Ben Broad always had. When I first heard about it, before I heard anybody's interview or anything, I just heard Ben Bottle was accused of this. I didn't know the details. But instantly, I went into it not wanting to believe that. You know what I'm saying? Because he's always been someone that I respected. I love hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? But then, once I saw everything, you know what I mean? I opened my eyes quickly on it. But one thing I think that's very important is what you do, Poppy, and Ron Savage too. You guys aren't about just tearing down Bambaataa. You see the problem as a whole. And, what you guys do, man, is very important, Poppy. I follow you on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? And, you talk a lot, man, and you say a lot of good, positive things too. And I think that that's very important for people that have been through it to follow somebody, you know, to look at what you talk about, look at what Ron Savage talk about. You guys are contributing a lot, and I think that a lot of people can see what y'all went through and maybe come out themselves as being a victim. You know what I'm saying?
And I can't even imagine how much how difficult it was to come forward. But not only that, like you said, losing friends. And then on top of that, you know what I'm saying, other people out there that, you got to ask this question, Poppy, too, because, the people out there that want to get rid of you permanently. Oh, yeah, definitely. I can tell you right now, ever since this situation came up, see, people think that this is just, internet beef. No, it's serious. At any given time, me walking out my door, it could be a RIP. You know what I mean? I could end up dead. It's very serious, and I take it very serious. But, at the end of the day, the one thing that I love about this situation, if something was to happen to me like that, it may just spark something in all the victims to make everybody stand up. I'm not worried about that. I don't have a problem dying a martyr, dying for a cause. You know, some of the things I've been through growing up, some of the things I've been to jail for was of bullshit. So whatever the case may be, with me fighting for this kind of cause right here, whatever comes with it, I'm with it. This is something that needs to be done. You see what I'm saying? It's not enough people that actually care. And I actually respect you guys more than pretty much everybody else that's been dealing with this topic, because you're not letting up off of it. Whereas other people that's dealing with this topic is like, all right, if it runs dry and the people are not acting like they're really on it, I'm going to just leave it where it's at and go to what's popular. You see what I'm saying? We got to go after these guys.
Because I'm
a father. You know what I'm saying? I'm a father first and foremost before anything. So just knowing that there's motherfuckers out there walking around free, especially after they've been ousted, after they've been exposed. And what makes me sick too, Poppy, I know it makes you sick, all these people that are just staying silent. That's why I respect MC Shan. I respect Raheem and the Furious Five, who we had on the round table chopping it up with you. They weren't afraid to stand there right with you and speak their mind. What the hell is going on in this respected community of hip-hop where honor and integrity is supposed to be upheld to the highest degree, and nothing's more honorable than the sacredness of children? What the fuck are these OGs in the game staying silent for? That's what gets me.
You know what I was told? You know, it's funny. I was talking to one of my OGs that I looked up to, and he told me, he was like, you know what it was that you got to understand, which I already knew, but just listening to it, that the excuses that they make for it, some of these guys actually
get behind and rent. So now you went from being victims of child molestation, and now you just own prostitutes. On top of the fact that, you know, some of these little branches that deal with the Zulu Nation, actually, like, you may have a security company over here. You might have, you know what I mean, people that's doing parties, making DJ money, whatever it is, they're living off of the name of the Zulu Nation. So now it's like, okay, Bam positioned himself where you always have to come back to him. And as long as you have to come back to him with him pigeon feeding you up under the Zulu Nation, this is why you never seen a big rapper come out of the Zulu Nation. Zulu Nation was the most powerful force for years in like America, period, next to the Nation of Islam and, you know, certain other groups. The Zulu Nation was very strong, but he never used that strength to break artists like a 50 Cent did with the G-Unit and Puff did with all his back. Bam never did that. He always wanted to pigeon feed everybody because as long as he was the main guy, the one with the money, it gave him the power to do exactly what he wanted to do in his pedophile ring. And so it's at this point, it's a full-blown ring that is global because the Zulu Nation stretches around the globe. And this guy globetrots everywhere. Is it set up in different countries, different regions? Yes. The UK has a lot, like the UK, Brazil, you know, it's all over. He's even in Africa now. You know, Bam is real, what he's doing is real big. That's like he said it on the conference call. He was like the weak ones in New York. That got weak. New York is my home base. This is why it got weak like that, because everybody who knows who I am, they know who I am. And some people, even they might say little things behind my back, and some people feel like they with them, but when they see me, it's a different story. Mm-hmm. You got family going against family. And the reality of it is nobody really, really wants to be out in the open acting like they really want a problem like that, because behind closed doors, or better yet, in public, how could you actually say, yo, I have a problem with him knowing that Bam was a pedophile? So what you get is the whispers.
This topic is real scary
because it shows you just what a child has to go through when you had that uncle or that grandfather or whatever that molested all the people in the family and nobody exposed them. And then if you do, you might have an aunt over here that's going to flip on you, an uncle over here, a cousin over there, because they protect these pedophiles. Now, you put a little bit of money on the table, and it's a totally different ball game.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's crazy. Like, what's crazy is, like, nowadays, they don't speak on this issue. Like, there's the whole Van Bada thing. Like, that isn't news to us. That's not a news story to us. Like, a lot of people, like, if they mentioned it, covered it, they did one little show about it, and then something else happened in the hip-hop culture or something, and they moved on to the next story. So, like, I always love Prez for, like, we keep this fresh. We talk about this a lot because it's not a fucking news story. This is an ongoing thing. It's a fucking epidemic. It's ruining people's lives.
Yeah.
It ain't no fucking... You know, it's not a fight at a club between two rappers. That's how everybody treated it. Like, it was just some, you know, some little incident in the hip-hop world. Like, no, this is a fucking thing that is probably still going on right now and ruining motherfuckers' lives.
Yeah.
Right, and also, you know, like, you wanna ask yourself, why aren't these people, like these prime ministers and all these people in Hollywood, and why aren't they going to jail? Why aren't the Illuminatis, why aren't these people going to jail? The New World Order, guess what? The reason why they're not being arrested is because these are the people with the money. These are the real top-notch people we're talking about that started these crimes, that's doing these crimes, and who's going to go up against them? I mean, when you got judges out here doing it, I mean, really? You know, this is their thing. This is part of their secret society. And this is what they do.
They rule the world.
That's right. So I'm, like, again, I'm so glad that someone is about to get busted, because people are going up against these new society people or new world order people. They're saying, no, you can't do this. Judges, police, big captains are raping children out here, and nobody is saying anything. It's okay to rape a child, you know, even a newborn baby. And a former judge raped the 4-year-old kid, and what did he say? Oh, she wanted it. They don't give them no time. They don't get no time
here,
for this. It's,
this woman, not to cut you off, Elaine, this woman here, she was jailed for plotting to drug 7-year-old daughter and let a pedophile rape her. I've seen this a lot lately. These dumb, stupid women, what they're doing is they're getting online and they're finding these creeps, and they're actually giving them their children for money or drugs or whatever the hell it is. I mean,
After he finished with the little 7-year-old kid, was that the one that he put in the bathtub and cut her up?
Mm. No, I heard of that.
No.
Well, that's like
it was two of them, wasn't it? What's wrong with that?
She
it
walked
two
free.
Young ladies wrong with that. Oh boy.
But you don't know. You don't know how many other people walk free, or how many other people this is happening to right now. How many children got to go through this type of thing? And every time we get a chance to, we got to, you know, we got to keep revisiting this. We can't stop because it's not going to go away. And too many people, like I'm saying, they're blinded with materialism to give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? That's why I respect everybody here on the line who takes the time out to shed awareness on this horrible situation. Because
there might be one person listening to this, and they hear Poppy speak about it, and they start to think, like, man, I got to speak up. You know what I'm saying? And that, like I said, that's why Poppy's so important, what he's doing, because it ain't just about tearing down the person that did it to him. He's talking about the problem as a whole, also. You know what I mean? So anybody listening to this, man, like, you got to put these people out there, man. You know what I mean? Like, it's just hard, I know that, but I mean, you know, you got to speak up. We got to get these people out of here, man. And it's just crazy. I mean, it's awkward to talk about. For real, you know what I mean? Like, we'd rather not do shows like this, but the problem's so fucking big. Gotta speak on it. You know what I mean? Like, we wish it wasn't a problem. It ain't fun talking about this shit. You know what I mean? Like, it ain't fun talking about this at all.
We're going to keep speaking on it, Pat. And I'll tell you what we're going to do now. We're going to go to a little break. Then we're going to come back and end the show out and switch gears, though. I want to start talking about other ways that they're targeting children through poison and through the food, air, and water supplies. You know what I'm saying? Then, after that, the entertainment industry promoting this death and drug culture to the youth. Man, these kids don't have a prayer. This is Saigon, crazy world. We'll be right back, Church Rally. I'm going to leave.
One time I was over my aunt's house spending the night. We playing Super Nintendo. I hear this lady out. I heard you been looking for me, nigga. Then she just boom, 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 boom. She let off about 8 shots. Then I heard the other gun fire off. And we was just still there playing like nothing had happened. And then in Vietnam, some people came back crazy. I don't live in Vietnam, so what you think I'm gonna be if I live it and they just went and visited it?
Suckers cannot survive without philosophize. When somebody dies, you see why I'm not surprised. Had a plot to rise since I looked in the doctor's eyes. Since I started drinking milk that was homogenized. I would thrive with or without a pop to provide. Mom still cries cause she fell for a crock alive. I try to teach her to fight her fears. I try to teach her to wipe her tears. Don't worry, shit gon' be a'ight this year. I'm at the top of my game, just watch for my name. Better off popping my brain than popping my chain. I claim king without dropping the thing. When they ask if I'm the best, I reminisce to the Bing and think.
No chance. I seen my first automatic weapon. A Glock 9, 2 clips. I see all kinds of stuff. 44, 22, Tex. That's a rifle.
Pitiful. Little niggas is homicidical. Couple meals ago, shorty was eating through his umbilical. Now he's really unkillable, shit is all amazing. The wrong altercation and leave his ass with a long abrasion. I tried to make my life the focal through rhymes. These niggas do vocal group crimes. I shot niggas multiple times. You sold a few dimes, but when you rapping, you the track king. I sold it to whites when you thought it was just a black thing. I'm filled with this realness, rappers happen to lack it. I'm flabbergasted, you got a platinum plaque for that wax shit. All the real gangsters, they on their way to being dead or in jail. They don't make records to
sell. I asked my father to kill what his best memories of my mother are.
Then, once you start getting high, the burden is gone. You're gone.
Why are you drinking?
I don't understand what I'm doing.
Do you think you're going to stop?
Yeah, I'm going to rehab and take care of myself.
What do you drink?
I drink about 2 or 3 pints of wine a day. But it ain't hell, it ain't no more killing me. I'm saying it's destroying you.
If it's destroying you, why do you still drink? Do you think you've been a good father?
Yes, I have, to the best capability I could.
I have no further questions.
Drama's pitiful, little niggas is homicidal. Couple meals ago, shorty was eating through his umbilical. Now he's really unkillable, shit is all amazing. The wrong altercation and leave his ass with a long abrasion. I tried to make my life the focal through rhymes. These niggas do vocal booth crimes. I shot niggas multiple times. You sold a few dimes, but when you rapping, you the crack king. I sold it to whites when you thought it was just a black thing. I'm filled with this realness, rappers happen to lack it. I'm flabbergasted, you got a platinum plaque for that wax shit. All the real gangsters, they on their way to being dead or in jail. They don't make records to sell. 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 They don't make records to sell.
What time is it, man? Man, it's only 7 o'clock. Going back to sleep, man.
Yeah, some real music right there. Saigon, hopefully he comes back with some music. But let's switch gears a little bit. Let's bring back everybody on. I want to get you guys' thoughts on this. All right, let's start with the chemicals in the food, air, and water supply. We all know that the food supply is pretty much geared up, you know, to affect the poor youth because they can't afford to buy organic food. So what they're getting is this processed junk that's made pretty much with chemicals in science laboratories rather than in a freaking kitchen. Then they hit them with the chemicals in the water. Elaine, you worked at a water plant for a while. What kind of chemicals did you notice were being introduced into the water?
Well, first of all, what they do, and people need to understand this, that the water that you're drinking is recycled. A lot of that water, well, the water is poop water. I mean, slush, poop. When you flush your toilet, oh, you have a bowel movement. And I'm telling you the truth. And what they do is they put the water, you have about 50 or 60 bins, and each bin, the first one is that heavy-duty poop, and then the second one is a little lighter. Then the third one is a little lighter than that, and on and on and on until it starts, you know, getting thinner, and it starts getting thinner and thinner. And then what they do is they take a drop or a couple of drops of this chemical, and they drop it in water to change its color. And this is what they give you to drink. However, now we have a big problem here with our water supply system anyway. Every state within the United States have, I mean, tell me which state don't have lead and pesticides and fluoride and aluminum and mercury in the water. And this is what you're drinking. And this here also has an effect on your child or the children. So your children are coming up with all kinds of behavior problems. I mean, and when you put fluoride in the water, it calcifies the brain, And it also it calcifies the brain, and it also causes sterility within your child. It can also change the child's gender, sex gender. So you want to know why our kids are behaving overnight they're changing. The boys are developing breasts because what they also do is they put estrogen in the water. And people are not
that
leaving.
That explains all these bitch ass motherfuckers in the rap game. No, go ahead.
Yeah, Tyrone Hayes. Tyrone Hayes is the one who discovered that.
And you said
who discovered something else?
Tyrone Hayes. You know, Erykah Badu. Remember Elaine, Erykah Badu? You better call Tyrone. She was trying to tell us some stuff. Even on one of her covers, she had those monarchs on her back. Tyrone Hayes is that chemist from UC Berkeley that was doing the experiment, doing the research for Monsanto Syngenta. He discovered that the atrazine is morphing frogs into hermaphrodites.
Mm.
Yeah.
And what Erykah Badu, she has a lot of serious issues, too, because the lady drinks blood and eats sperm. These things, the chemicals, are doing to people. It's causing you to change your behavior. It's causing you to act like an animal. And then we have the pesticides, the GMOs that they're putting in our food. All these chemicals, it's not just one chemical that's causing a chain reaction within the body. It's so many more. It's so much out there. That we are up against, and we can't challenge all this stuff. Our children, you can look. I mean, a couple of years ago, you didn't even think about a child being changing his gender overnight.
No.
And all of a sudden, what do we have here?
A whole culture of children, a whole generation of children completely mindfucked. They don't know who they are. They don't know what's going on. And no wonder why they're all confused, because it's a big, giant science experiment. America's a petri dish. We're all lab rats.
All these different vaccines. Before, we had maybe how many vaccines when we were coming up? And now how many vaccines are they giving to children? And we can't say anything or do anything. The government has taken the rights away from the parent. Anything that Planned Parenthood or any eugenicists, everything that we've been talking about tonight anyway, is basically going back to eugenicists. These people thought these people were dead. Ain't no way these people are dead because they're in control
of the ground for a little bit. That's all.
Water. They're in control of every single thing. The pedophile rings. We're talking about major people here that is controlling everything, and you can't say or do nothing. Now, it's mandatory. You can say, well, I'm going to homeschool my kid. No, now they throw you in jail for homeschooling your kid because they want your kid out there and with the rest of the kids that's being poisoned.
Yeah, that's disgusting. Yeah, they do. And when you go to the doctor, too, I don't know if you noticed this with children, they do a survey with them now, ask them what kind of grades they get. They want to classify your kids. You know what I'm saying? That shit Ice-T said with the new body count CD, about the haves against the have-nots. That's some real shit. These guys are controlling the whole population, and it's not getting any better. Man, that's crazy. That's just crazy that they would do that to the children, but then you got the barium and the aluminum coming down on top of them from the planes, and we've been seeing this for years, and people don't even care. All you got to do is look up in the sky, and shit is everywhere, those crisscross patterns. Like, okay, I've watched and filmed these assholes. What they'll do is they'll go from one side of the horizon to the other, right, and about 10 minutes later, another one will come up and make a crisscross, an X pattern. And then the shit just spreads throughout the atmosphere. What you have after a day's worth of this shit is a whole sky full of these artificial clouds, these chemical clouds.
and then they come down, they get absorbed into the land, back into the water supply. It's just one giant chemical petri dish, and the kids are soaking it all up. I mean, they screwed with us during our generation, but these kids nowadays, they don't even have a chance the way shit's looking.
They don't.
No.
It's sad.
No.
It's so sad.
No.
You try
you
to
know,
tell
the hoppies...
these people out here. You try to tell these people what's going on out here. They sit down and they wait till the last minute. They won't do anything, and then at the last minute, then here's everybody all in all in some type of frenzy. But you knew it. Press, how long have we been talking about this? We've been talking about this for years. You knew these things was going on. You knew that they were changing these kids' gender. You knew that they were poisoning your kids with fluoride and everything else. But you sit there and you let it happen, and now you're coming out here, and you want to complain?
I don't think they all actually know, Elaine. I don't think they actually, you know, that's one thing that fluoride does. And Hitler, you know, he put that in his camps with his camps, and it wasn't because he was concerned about your teeth rotting, and it actually
right.
dumbs you down. It actually dumbs you down. It actually
but
dumbs you down. That you know,
it calcifies the brain.
Yeah.
And when your brain is calcified, you can't learn nothing. And then it's in your toothpaste. You can't do anything. And then on top of that, along with the fluoride, what they mix the fluoride with is mercury, aluminum, and lead. Hello?
Yeah.
It's mercury, aluminum, and lead. You have four deadly chemicals. And then you have the pesticides out there that your kid is drinking. I mean, what is this? You know, this is an intentional chemical warfare that has been inflicted on the citizens of this country. This is chemical warfare. This is part of the depopulation process.
Yeah, the Georgia Guidestones, $500 million max, $500 million max, people. Hey, y'all do know Donald Trump is Adolf Hitler's grandson, don't y'all? Y'all know that?
I didn't know that.
I don't think it's his grandson. It's you can trace him back to Hitler. Like, you know what I mean? Like Trump's dad isn't Hitler. You know what I mean? But I've heard that. Like, I actually saw it on, like, you know, like a legit website before. Bloodline does run back to them.
No, that's all of them. Trump, Bush, and Barack, them Rothschilds. And they're part of that, what we're talking about now, that, you know, depopulation control. And depopulation control to get us down to 500 million. I'm believing that we're about the next thing I'm seeing in the book of Ezekiel 38 and 39. In Psalms, it talks about World War III, and actually another war, if you believe in the Bible, after the thousand-year reign, the Gog-Magog War, the Armageddon is coming up. Because people are finding out. We're having this conversation here, but people are actually finding out we've been duped real, real bad. And, of course, like you say, Elaine, y'all been just letting it go along. You get in a frenzy. They ready for you to get into that frenzy. That's why they got 800 prison camps waiting for you.
Let me tell you something. You hear the topic that we're talking about right now? Now, when you touch on World War III, World War III already began, and World War III is like you said. Listen to the conversation. World War III is on the people, and when the actual war breaks out with the Gog and the Magog, the reality of it is what it's really all about is population reduction. Population reduction to wipe us out. Not only do they have the FEMA camps, but what else are they building? Underground cities. Now, when you read some of the Bible, you read some of the Quran, it breaks down how after certain events is going to take place, the Gog and the Magog is going to come out of the earth. When you look at the technology that we have, this ain't the first time that we had calamities on that, you know, bad things that happen with the weather, asteroids, or whatever the case may be. They go in the earth, and they come back out gradually. So when they should have been
in
the white man, the caveman, he just didn't pop up out of a cave. there's a reason why he was in the cave in the first place, but it ain't just the white man, it was black people too. People don't understand that. They feel like the Illuminati, the bloodlines, is the only ones that's ruling. The truth of the matter is, my personal opinion, the top of the food chain is a black person somewhere that they ain't going to never show you, they ain't going to never tell you. The Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the names that they give us, those are sacrificial lambs. They don't care about them. There's people higher than those guys right there. And the technology that we're dealing with, they're 1,000 years more advanced than us. If they really want to take us out within one day, they can.
Oh, yeah.
But they not.
Yeah.
You know why they're not going to wipe us out like that? They use us and they harvest us for our melanin. It takes over 2,000 cows to make one melanin pill for them to sit in the sun. So you know they're not killing. All the cows would pretty much be extinct. So they're using us. This is the reason why the humans is disappearing. The blacks are disappearing over 2 million every year in America because they're harvesting our melanin and turning it into a pill so they can take it. So
what $275
I take melatonin every night.
Well, melon is high. It's more expensive than, I think, what is it, $285 per gram now? You're right, that melanin. And that's kind of crazy that you would bring that up. You would bring that up with that melanin and harvesting our melanin. And matter of fact, have you ever seen those Anunnaki? You dealt with research. You see them Anunnaki Elohims. They have those little, some of them have boxes, like little boxes. And those little boxes, or what do you want to call them, they're full of melanin. They're full of melanin. The melanin that's in those boxes.
Behind the melon.
Huh?
I forgot the story behind that.
That's where miracles are performed. Miracles, you perform miracles in your pineal gland that produces serotonin, turns the melatonin to the melanin, and that's where miracles are performed. It's in everything.
I know.
And when I did my research on Michael Jackson's Dangerous cover. You talk about underground cities. Them pyramids, they have underground cities, labyrinthine tunnels, and monolithic statues. And that's why Napoleon, when he went inside of what they call in that Khufu or that dollar bill, that's not the Khufu, people. That's the Pillar of Enoch. That's why they can't figure it out. They can't even duplicate the technology because Enoch turned into Metatron. He the one who built that pyramid. And in that movie, The Fifth Element, all of them white folks would have been halfway dead way back then going up in there because you've got to have melanin. You've got to have it. Earth, wind, fire, water, the fifth element, ether, that ether with the Higgs boson in 2012, CERN discovered the dark matter, dark particle. And you have to know that knowledge. You have to be able to voice activate those free energy power plants. They're not tuned. That dark matter, when CERN, they directed their implosions towards the center of the Milky Way, where Nut is, to the center of the Milky Way. And instead of splitting us six neutrons, six protons, six electrons, they crushed us to open up a portal. What they have to do with machines, we can do it physically. And that's why, of course, they put that fluoride in our water and stuff like that to keep us dumbed down and also to decrease the supernaturalness of the melanin, your pineal gland. You have to know that to voice activate that super. Those emerald tablets of Thoth belong to Enoch. That's when Jesus was down in Egypt, Yahusha, for 30 years in chemistry. That's where he was being taught. And what they call it, that Sphinx is not a Sphinx. It's a university, the very first one. They stole that knowledge out of there. And they have to put it in machines. That's why, what manner of man is this? It happens to your pineal gland. That even the winds of sea obey them. They can't do it, but they have to use machines. Hart, Green, Elf, NORAD, Towers. I don't want to go too far off from that because I can run with that one.
I just inboxed you a message.
Wow. I'm glad you invited me to this conversation, Elaine. I needed to hear some of this stuff. It's more or less like being proactive and getting information out here.
Did you see what I inboxed you?
No, ma'am.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you. Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think, you know, it's all right.
Yeah, I'm almost sure.
But anyway, yeah, so this is what's going on. And, you know, people are sleeping and they don't want to hear it. Just like when Pizzagate first came out, people were saying that it was fake news. But now it's not no fake news anymore.
Oh, Podesta, they got Podesta and Hillary Clinton up in that crap too. All of them, Bill Clinton up in there. Even Trump, y'all know he settled out of court. Trump settled out of court 2 rape cases against minors before he became president. Bunch of perverts.
Yeah, but now he's acting like he's locking everybody up, which I believe is, until I see the court documents, I believe none of what I hear and half of what I see. So, you know, I stick to that. You're pretty much dealing with a bunch of people that's Luciferians, including Bambada. You know, they think they get power from performing sex magic like Alex Crowley on these little kids. They're sick, they're twisted, and they're demented. They have no compassion for rape of a child or anything else. I mean, listen to the way Bam spoke. It's really creepy. Listen to how he sounded. You know, saying Israel didn't step down, Clinton didn't step to listen to him. It sounds disturbing. And the more and more people and the more and more things that I hear when you're dealing with this industry, the more money that you make, the more creepier it gets. I can only imagine how many
that Blood Kitchen.
I could imagine how many kids they slaughtered to get over that 10 million mark. Because you couldn't pay me to believe in this industry that they're not slaughtering children to get past that 10 million mark. Maybe less than that. Here it is. You have so many celebrities coming forward talking about how they was molested by this one or that one that's in the industry. You know, back in the days, LaToya Jackson put that book out talking about how her father was prostituting Michael Jackson. You know, she revived the book about 4 or 5 times, but in that first book, she was basically talking about how Michael Jackson was pimped out. And then when you compare the notes, like, you see Michael Jackson, he's raised up in this cult called the industry. I was raised up in this cult called the industry, and this is what Bam does. This is what Dr. York does. This is what Marcus Houston and Chris Stokes was doing to the immature B2K little boys. You know, the white boy, I forget his name, that came up from the movie the vampire movie, Lost Boys. I forget their name.
Uh-huh.
You know, the list goes on. So when you're dealing with black people, most of the time, if you get caught up with a child molestation case, sometimes they hang you high. But when it comes to white people, it's like probation.
And that's right. Hey, Prez, remember the little girl in the Bronx? I think it was, or was it Philadelphia, that the guy, I think he was Mexican, he wanted to date this white girl, remember, Prez? And she told him, I like black guys. So what the guy did was he went and found a little 7-year-old black girl on her way to school and raped her in every hole that the little child had. We did this a couple of years ago. And the judge only gave him what? And then they gave him a couple of months, and then they decided to throw it out of court. And this is what happened. They don't get no time. They don't get no time at all for raping children.
The scary part about all of this is the fact that if you notice when you bring this topic up, so many people avoid it. They don't want to take no parts of it. They don't want to hear it. And this is what's really, really scary, because you have 2 million children that go missing every year, and 1 out of 3 little girls is molested. 1 out of 3, but nobody wants to have this conversation. So even when it boils down to the people that's being molested, it's so devastating to them, they just want to forget about it. They don't even partake in these conversations like that. You look on Facebook or social media and this topic comes about, nobody likes it. The only time they would deal with it, maybe if you get the right celebrity to come forward and have this conversation, they may listen to it a little bit, but with us regular people, they shy away from it.
show. They don't talk about nothing important.
But you would think that when it comes to the children, people would want to really step up and say, all right, how could we, you know, we solve this problem? But it's crazy because if the media, social media or the media says, all right, let's go out and riot because a little black guy got shot, even though he had a gun on his waist, we're going to sit up there and we're going to act a fool. But if a child get molested,
they don't do
it's just
nothing.
We hear crickets. It's nothing. We're not going to deal with the topic. We're just going to leave it and let it be.
Well, they should deal with it because what happens when a child is molested, when a child is raped by a grown person that don't have, and they tear, when they go up in that child, they tear that baby inside all the way up. I mean, they just bust that baby open. I mean, and the baby ain't no good for nothing ever again. I mean, they don't know the pain and the horror that these children are suffering with. They don't know what these children, and that's what amazes me, because nobody thought about the pain that these people are putting these children in. Can you imagine raping a little child? Even a 5-year-old or a 4-year-old or even a 13 like me, I was raped. And it was painful. And nobody never think about what is going on with that child, how much pain these people are putting these children in. And then the judge had the audacity to say that the little 4-year-old kid asked for, had been raping the little girl since she was how old? Since she was an infant.
Yeah.
And talking about she asked for it.
Who say that?
That this is what a judge said. Yeah. I have it somewhere in my safe if I send it to y'all. I mean, and this goes on all the time. This is what they say. They asked for it.
When it happened to you when you were a child, were they telling you that too? Were the authorities saying
you asked
for it?
Well, you know what happened to me. It's obvious that they thought that I asked for it because after, you know, when I got pregnant and after I had my son, they sterilized me. I mean, really?
Yeah.
I didn't rape nobody. I didn't cause harm to nobody's body. The man didn't get no time, but I got a lifetime of punishment.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Do you see what
I'm saying? You didn't ask for that. You know what I mean? You didn't, and then, like you said, they punished you. Like, you were the one that caused it. It's just it's fucking ridiculous. But through this, though, you've been able to help a lot of people, Lane. You know, and I commend you for that because you took the horrible thing that happened to you and turned it around to be able to help others with it. So at the end of the day, salute to you. Real talk.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I mean, how can you punish a child? I mean, they just got this judge. I don't know if I sent it to you for Chicago. You know, for raping all these little children. I mean, really? But they gave him life, and then somebody want to know if that was too harsh of a crime. Get out
too
of here.
Too harsh of a crime. They finna get put death penalty too, right?
Too much time. I mean,
it's
really?
It's the world. Some real perverts, including Barack Obama.
You're right about that. Your children are not safe. You don't have to go to high school over here. The gym teacher, now one gym teacher, one year was courting, well, actually was preying upon a girl. It was a female gym teacher, and she was caught molesting the girl. They ended up sending her to prison just for a small amount of time. Then the next day, hire a guy. You know what this motherfucker got caught doing? He got caught putting cameras in the girl's dressing room. You know what I'm saying? It's like you can't even trust the schools your kids go to. These monsters become teachers just to do that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
that shit happens to me. I can speak probably for everybody else. If that happens to my kid, there's going to be a bunch of dead bodies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Chris, check this out, man. My mom.
Find that little girl. your friend's daughter.
Say what,
did y'all ever find that little girl, that your friend's daughter?
No, she's still missing. She's been missing since 2013 or 2014. And they didn't even do a, they didn't even go search in the woods. They didn't do none of that shit because the main suspect that the mother thinks is involved is a son of a state cop. So there's not even an investigation going after that guy. They saw him washing his car the day after the girl went missing. They didn't do nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Early in the morning.
800,000 kids go missing a year. Most of these kids are sold into human trafficking or into some form of enslavement. And most of these kids are sold for their body parts.
Yeah, that's another thing too. We didn't even really touch on that. We could touch on that for a few minutes because, yeah, that's huge, man. Because think about this: some rich, privileged motherfucker has a kid that needs a new kidney or a new liver. He ain't gonna think twice about paying somebody from deep webs to go snatch one of them out of a child. If they find a match, they're gonna take it. So they're not gonna wait for someone to.
You should never put your blood thing on your driver's license, and you should never, never say you want to be a donor, because they will take your license and your, what do you call it, your, what kind of blood of mine is AB negative or something like that, or got an O in it, and somebody with my same blood might need it, and they go on the computers in the police department or wherever, and they will search this to come up with the same count or same type of blood or whatever that you have, and they would send somebody after your blood. This is so sad. And a lot of those people over in Africa, a lot of those, I forget who you call those, Syrians or whatever you call them, these people are doing this to these women and children over in Africa. They're doing it over here to these children. They're doing it all over the world to these children, and nobody is out there talking about it. Nobody is talking about it. They cut their hearts out while they're awake. You know, they just take whatever part of their bodies that they need, you know, and this is what we need to talk about.
Yeah, that's real shit. You know, you're right. Your kids are not safe. You know what I noticed the other day? I was sitting in my living room, and I looked outside, and I didn't see any children. I didn't see any kids anywhere. You remember when you were a kid, you looked outside your window when you were sick, all you would see was kids running up and down the streets and this and that. They're not safe no more. They're not safe. And the reason they're not outside, well, most of them are mind-fucked on the electronics. You know what I'm saying? The parents keep them dumbed down with these materialistic devices. But also, I think a lot of parents, too, I being one of them, we're afraid. I don't want my kid going anywhere without me behind there with a fucking loaded pistol. You know what I mean? I mean, that's pretty much the type of shit I'm on right now. And we shouldn't have to be in fear like that.
Yeah, Press, check this out, man. Like, my mom, she's always worked at daycare, like, her whole life. And then when she moved out here, she got a job. And this lady she used to work with ended up leaving and opening up her daycare, her own daycare, you know what I'm saying? And, man, they got caught. Like, the lady had her own daycare and shit, and her husband worked there. And, man, he got caught. Like, raping these kids, man. And he got, I mean, like, there was 8 people that came forward and said this about him. And, they, you know, like, he went to jail, and she went to jail, too, but they let her out. And we just found out this past week that her sister opened up a daycare, and the lady works there. And, the husband, he didn't even get that much time for raping 8 kids. Like, he'll be home soon. He might even already be home. But, like, he got a county for, like, 11 and a half to 23 months or something like that. It's fucking up. Like, it's been going on for a long, long time, man. Like, once he got arrested, like, there was even somebody else that came forward and said that, like, he did that to them a long time ago, man. And they're letting these people right back in daycare around kids again, man. It's fucking crazy.
This is disgusting.
So the kids don't have no rights. That's the whole thing. See, here's what's happening, too. You got to look at, again, I'm bringing up eugenics. You have to look at eugenics. When they don't respect the sacredness of life, they kill the babies in the womb. Now they're talking about killing the babies up to 9 months old after a woman have carried the baby for 9 months when the baby come out. What they do, the woman can deliver the baby. What they do is they would take that child and they would shoot the baby in the spine and in the neck, in the heart with some type of poison to kill the baby. However, now they're talking about killing children up to 5 years old. Think about this. This is real. They're talking about killing babies. I mean, Hillary Clinton was. I don't think Trump going to let this happen. They were talking about killing. That's why they're defunding Planned Parenthood, by the way. Killing babies up to 5 years old. And then they got this thing with the elderly people, euthanasia or whatever you want to call it. They're talking about killing them. I mean, so what we're saying is this is eugenics, and it is really, really strong, and it's really, really heavy, where people thought eugenics was dead. It's back more powerful than it ever have been when they wanted to create a super race.
Well, it's like Dr. Mengele going down in Brazil creating a whole race of white Brazilians down there. You know what I'm saying? After World War II. But here's something that Elaine, you just sent me. This we're going to talk about this, and we're going to leave on this note. This is another thing that's sick. It's going down in New York City. Two more babies have been stricken with herpes from the ultra-orthodox Jewish oral blood-sucking circumcision ritual. And what's happened is these two infants were infected with a deadly herpes virus. In the last 3 months, after going under, the oral suction ritual, and the latest case brings the count up to 13 infants since 2002, of which suffered brain damage, and two died from the virus. So these babies are getting herpes. I'm going to tell you why they're getting herpes, because when they're doing the circumcision, these sick, nasty, pedophile rabbis are putting their mouths on the penis of the baby to suck the blood out. And that's we actually had one of these bastards on the show, and we exposed him for doing that. That's disgusting. And what's even more disgusting is the parents standing by with joy in their eyes as their son first gets mutilated, then raped, orally raped by a sick fuck, and they're sitting there celebrating it. Those people are not parents. They are sick, twisted individuals. People, we need to stop using religion as a means of doing rituals and sick, disgusting things to children. It's not right. But the Orthodox Jewish community, they guess what? They don't get charged with nothing because they, you know why? They get to police themselves. Why the fuck is that? You know they're never going to do any. They're not going to put each other away. Why do they get to police themselves? Why do they have this religious freedom that allows them
this
to do
this
debate?
For over 5,000 years.
Yeah.
5,000 years.
That's just disgusting.
They've been practicing. Yeah.
That's
so, again, it goes back. Men don't have. All right. And it's sad, and you had, like you said, Press, you're going to walk behind your child with your loaded gun. And I would advise every parent to do the same thing. It doesn't matter. You can't let your child out your sight. You can't. You have to keep them. You have to tie them to your string and drag them around, really, you know, in order for your child to live. And you got to keep the government out of your house.
You got to. You got to. Well, I'm going to tell you what, guys. I want to thank you all for this positive conversation, exposing the things and the people that are hurting children across the globe. It was a hell of a show. Thank you, Poppy, as always. You know what I'm saying? Thank you, Elaine, of course. Thank you, Brandon. And I'm sorry, Michael Jackson cover guy. What's your name again? I forgot your name.
James. James.
James.
Michael
thank
Jackson
you for calling
cover guy.
In. That's how I remember you. Thank you so much for calling in as well, James.
Yeah.
We will see you guys next week.
Thanks
to
everybody.
Listen to the lyrics of this song as we leave, because it's talked about a lot of stuff that we talked about tonight. This is K-Reno exposing the motive. Listen to this shit.
Much love, Poppy. Thanks for coming on, brother.
Hit
him,
Jeff.
You don't believe that they doing what they doing, huh? You think everybody just be talking about it. It's all made up. It's all a lie. Life is real good. For seconds, minutes, and hours, decrepit feminine cowards, limited by the fear of the devil's primitive powers. Satan's syndicate vows to kill every remnant of ours. The dragon enters the house of the righteous, then it devours. Following what they teach and won't try to see what's the purpose. Cursing, addicted to the technology that you worship. Murdered for their works because they obviously deserve it. Lies and deceit and spiritual poverty in the churches. Taught you that you were scorned, systemic division harmed you. Brought you into the storm and enforces religion on you. Always knowing the truth, but changing that was the mission. Burning crosses and guards by claiming that they were Christians. Reversing what the truth is and gaming you with precision. The conquerors and dividers are blaming you for division. Democrat or Republican, how can you trust a liar? Court systems and government homicide justifiers. White supremacist desires are at the root of oppression. The deception of believing you'll fix it through an election. Lying connive is the only way to stay alive. 10% of the population ruling the 85. Everybody's slaves to electronic devices. No nutrients in food, what you get from it is lifeless. The trouble in Iraq, the U.S. wanted the crisis. That's why millions of dollars were spent and funded to ISIS. Historically shady, plotting against you daily. United States crazy, pimped by the Israelis. 60 years of payment that they be coming off gladly. America ain't nothing but Israel's sugar daddy. And Planned Parenthood got a lot of ghetto locations. Purpose of operation, decreasing our population. Abortions are promoted, our future children in danger. Created by a racist woman named Margaret Sanger. Drug companies gotta make sure you spend enough bread. How the hell are all these herbal healers ending up dead? Gotta keep all the money circulating by all means. Anytime you see a CVS, you see a Walgreens. Prescriptions written by doctors, sicknesses all around you. Initiated to legally kill you over the counter. War waging by the Food and Drug Administration. At 39, you own 5 different medications. The hood takes a rap for the real narcotic sellers. Elitist killers just go and study the Rockefellers. Many don't want to tell us. They design it and let it. They fearing the reproduction of black and brown genetics. Guns said to be legal, so to the people they're handed. But even when registered, if you black, it's a double standard. They left the weapons in back then. Today they still do. Trick you to pack them so it's warranted when they kill you. And then we kill each other. Your own brother will bust you. Playing into the hands of the one who set up the structure. Instagram, Facebook, Snapchatting and tweeting. Clicking, typing and scrolling and sharing. Nobody's reading. Money is in decline. There's little value, if any. So now this devil's trying to put Harriet on a 20. You working on borrowed time. It's really probably out. Wanna live? Keep Farrakhan's name out of your mouth. Distractions that intervene online and TV screens. Directing attention from what they doing behind the scenes. We locked in puppet mode. Not knowing they in control. They done wrote the script for us. We all playing the role.